Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And I'm just letting you guys know I'm in a fantastic mood. Went to a little quick flight up to Atlanta, caught a Braves game earlier in the week, got back, my son's first Braves game, so I am stoked. And also, Kip, just before we get started, you know, last week I did the show and I was a little under the weather, and I just want to thank all of the fans for all of the support, the emails, the letters, the texts, and the calls that I got, hoping that I got better and wishing me well. Thank you so much.
Nice.
Listenership, I do appreciate
it. Good deal. Good deal.
All right, so we're high school football fans. I say that a lot, but we are. And so today we're going to take a look at a couple of schedules that we haven't quite yet gotten to. Those schedules include the Long County Blue Tide.
Okay, we're going to review the Blue Tide this week. I don't have much hope for them based on what I've seen in front of me.
If you remember, last year preseason, the very first poll of the 2022 season, which only included preseason stuff, the Long County Blue Tide, they were number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 power rankings after their first scrimmage game.
Yeah, I don't know how that played out, but you took a lot of heat. You talk about those positive calls and emails you got from being sick. The emails and calls and all that were not as positive when you came up with that nonsense last year.
But they earned their way there in the scrimmage game.
They did.
They did. We'll also talk about the Bullitt County Gators, or the Bullitt Academy Gators, rather. And Jason Bishop and Kip Branch are going to give you our all-time Atlanta Braves team.
Wow.
That's what we're doing.
Good deal.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into this. Well, before we do, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
Dude, the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car. Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota Presence Award and the Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the courtesy oil change for life.
All right, so we'll start with the Bullitt Academy Gators, and big time pride, a lot of tradition up in Statesboro with those Gators. They have been a perennial power in the GISA. Very, very proud program. They will be on the road to start things against another powerhouse, typically in the GISA, Tift Area Academy. That's a tough W to go to Chula and beat Tift Area. I'm going to say 0-1 to start the season.
I got that as a loss for the Bullitt Academy Gators.
And then that's on August the 18th. On August the 25th, they will return, and they return home, and they will get a W against Augusta Christian.
Yes, they will.
They will then stay at home and host Trinity Christian. They go to 2-1.
2-1. I have them at 2-1.
Augusta Prep Day takes a visit to Statesboro, and they leave with a loss. 3-1 for your Bullitt Academy Gators.
3-1. I have them down as 3-1.
This game interests me some. September the 22nd, they'll be at home again in Statesboro against Savannah High School, a GHSA team. Let's be honest. Savannah hasn't been very good for a very long time.
They've been awful for a long time. Very good is a praise. They have been awful in football for decades now. And That is an intriguing matchup. If Savannah High comes in there and gives Bullock Academy trouble, then, you know, that's an indictment to me.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give Bullock Academy the W here.
I am, too. I think they'll probably beat Savannah High probably comfortably.
They'll spend four games, a solid month, at home in Statesboro, and then they'll finally take back to the road on October the 6th after a bye week, and they will play Briarwood Academy in Warrenton, Georgia. W.
W.
Thomas Jefferson Academy will then take the trip from Louisville to Bullock, and they will leave with a loss, another W for the Gators.
I got that as a W as well.
And now we get into region play. They will take the trip to St. Simon's Island in the Bloody Marsh and under the Oaks to play the Frederica Academy Knights, who are loaded, who are set, dead set eyes on a state title is what the goal is over on St. Simon's Island. I don't think the Gators make the trip to St. Simon's and survive it.
They're not. They're coming and they're going to get beat. Jordan Triplett, oh my gosh, how many yards will he have in this game?
They're talking about Jordan Triplett playing quarterback to start the season. That can't be real. That can't last.
What, are they going to run the option every play?
I don't know. Good question. Wow. If you're not familiar with Jordan Triplett, he is among the top running back recruits in the country, in the entire country. He's being recruited by everybody and anybody under the sun. Of course, he plays in the GISA. And let's just say that old adage about man among boys.
That holds true here.
Yeah, that might be true. Yeah.
I mean, there may be this fall multiple games where he has over 300 yards rushing.
It's possible.
Yes.
It is very possible. They will then head back to Statesboro to play St. Andrews with the Gators. And Kip and I differ here, I think. I like St. Andrews here. I think that's a program that's getting better. I like St. Andrews to come away with the W here in Statesboro in a region game.
I'm going to pick Bullock at home against St. Andrews. St. Andrews, in my mind, is not quite there yet. I think Bullock gets this win.
Okay. They will then go on the road to Belleville, Georgia to play Pinewood. Pinewood was a powerhouse a couple of years ago. They're still a very good football program. Maybe not a state title contender a couple years ago. I still think they're a little bit better than Bullock right now, though. I'll give Pinewood the W, but this will be a war.
How long is this road trip? About 25 miles tops?
Yeah, not very far.
Not very far. I'm going to roll with Pinewood at home against Bullock. I got Bullock at 7-3. They'll get seeded in the GISA playoffs, and who knows what seed they'll get.
Yeah, that be a Max Preps team. Rankings is just garbage the way the GISA does that.
Yeah.
Just terrible. All right, well, I've got them at 6-4, but I'm going to tell you something. If I'm wrong about Bullock, which is possible because it is Bullock, they're always good. If I'm wrong about them, there's a real scenario here looking at the schedule where they can go 10-0 and go undefeated. I think there's a scenario. Their toughest game probably is the Frederica game, right?
You going to Chula, Georgia, that's a long car ride, bus ride from Statesboro over to Tifton, just north of Tifton. That's going to be tough, and Frederica's going to be tough. Best case to me is split those and go 9-1. Worst case is lose to St. Andrews and go 6-4.
Which is what I got them at. Wow.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Bullock Academy Gators recently released their 2023 football schedule. The Gators will kick off on the road against Tift Area Academy. Bullock will also take to the road against Briarwood Academy, Frederica, and Pinewood. The Gators will host Augusta Christian, Trinity Christian, Augusta Prep Day, Savannah High, Thomas Jefferson Academy, and St. Andrews. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to catch the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch at thesouthernsportsedition.com 24/7.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now I take you happily into the week in review.
And here we go. How in the world are the Nuggets and Heat doing huge viewership numbers? Do they even have TVs in Colorado? The new face of the Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins, who is a top seven quarterback, by the way. Well, Chris Paul, it was a nice ride. Too bad you couldn't ever win a Game 7 here or there. Listen, if Tony Gwynn couldn't hit 400, this Aries guy won't do it either. Slow down, folks. Bad news, Bills fans. Josh Allen is on the cover of Madden. Pete Alonso, throw it again, please. Okay, maybe next time Charlie Morton will break your wrist. So, the PGA, let me get this straight. You kick players off the tour that took money from the LIV Tour and then turn around and took money from the LIV Tour to merge with them. I like your convictions. Aaron Judge should be the spokesperson for Angelsoft. Can anyone tell me the last time Jacob DeGrom pitched a full season? Well, Michael Soroka has changed his name again, this time to Michael, I'm not ready. Need to make an NFL bet? I hear the Colts players have a great bookie. He is finally here, Unicron. And these are my thoughts.
I missed that.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, because you were out doing something, not in studio. Which, you know, that's kind of par for the course around here. But you know where I will be this weekend? I will be somewhere in a theater watching Transformers 7, which I had zero interest in watching until I found out that Unicron is in it.
Every time I hear Transformer, I think Georgia Power. I mean, for some reason.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's maybe just me.
That is just you, actually. It's a really good observation. That's totally Georgia, just you.
Is that a Georgia Power, like... in pre-employment video or something like that? Transformers?
I'm not doing this with you today. I'm not doing this. Okay. There are millions of people right now that are pissed that you don't know what Transformers are.
I mean, did those people pay my bills?
technically, yes, because they listen to this show.
Okay.
So, yes. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit SGHS.org, 912-466-7340.
All right, so we gave you Bullock Academy's schedule in the last segment, and so now you're going to see a blue tide rising in Ludowice.
That's a little puddle. That's a wave in a puddle is all that is.
You have no respect for the Blue Tide, and you should.
Not in football.
They are an up-and-coming football program.
I hope they do well, but I'm looking at this schedule, and I just don't see it.
So they're going to scrimmage McIntosh County Academy and Statesboro in consecutive weeks. They'll scrimmage MCA at the Ship in Darien, and they'll go up to, and then they'll actually host Statesboro, who will make the trip from Womack Field to Ludowice to play Long County in the scrimmage games.
0-2 in the scrimmages.
MCA is really good. Statesboro is a couple of classifications higher. You could be right about that. That might be an 0-2 scrimmage. And if that's the case, by then we'll be doing the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, and if they start out 0-2 in the scrimmages, they won't be in the preseason polls.
Okay. They're not going to be any ranked polls during this season.
They'll start the year at home against Toombs County.
Lost.
It's a tough game. It'll be a tough one to get. I'll agree with Kip here and say that the Long County Blue Tide fall just short in this football game. Then they will go on the road to Tattnall.
Loss.
Kip might be right there, too. It'd be a tough game to go on the road and win. They'll be at home against Trutland. That's a W.
That is a Trutland is horrible. Soperton is horrible. Yeah, they'll beat them 1-2.
Trutland's in Soperton? I thought Trutland County was like Augusta.
No, man.
Are you sure?
Who's next on their schedule?
I want to talk about the Trutland thing.
I just rode through there yesterday.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Because I used to live in Swainsboro.
Okay.
Soperton's right there.
All right.
Okay. On September the 8th, there's an open week. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. I'm gonna pull up a map.
You need to.
There'll be a home against Groves. That'll be a back-to-back win. Trutland and Groves.
Yes, I'll give them the Groves Scottish Rebels, as your dad used to call them.
They'll be 2-2, and then they will head on the road to Savannah to play Savannah Country Day. That's an L.
That's a big L.
They will then head back home to Trutland County, whether that's in Augusta or Soperton, we'll find out in a break, to play Savannah Christian. That's a loss.
Yeah, that's a big loss right there. They probably got the Groves game scheduled for homecoming. They better in September.
Well, they will then head to the road to play Beach. I'll give them a W there.
I'm not giving them a W over Beach. I'm picking that as a loss.
I'm being told by my producers that Trutland County is Soperton.
You didn't need to be told by the producers. I told you myself.
I'm surprised. Is there a county in Augusta that sounds like Trutland or is close that I might have gotten confused with?
I don't know. Is that in your power rankings geographical area now, Augusta? I mean, Augusta's, it's just north of 16, as you put it.
Well, you mean Trutland County? Soperton? Yeah, that puts Trutland County eligible.
Trutland, it is. It's just on the just I-16.
Yeah, I mean, Soperton's right there.
Right there.
Yeah. Yeah, they are eligible. You're right. From now on, Trutland, congratulations. You are now eligible to be in the high school football, Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings moving forward.
If you can just win more than two games a year, then you might can get in.
Yeah, for sure. Day. And then on my birthday, there's going to be an open week for Ludowice, the Long County Blue Tide. And then they will head on the road to Liberty County. Right now, before they play Liberty, Kip, I've got them at 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I've got them at 2-5 going to Liberty. Okay. And they're going to leave Liberty 2-6.
Yeah, they're not beating Liberty. I agree with you there. That's a loss. They'll play then Calvary Day at home. That's a loss.
2-7.
And then they will close out the season at home against Johnson. And I will give them a W there.
I'll give them a W. 3-7. Best case, 3-7.
I've got them 3-7. Best case, 3-7.
I'm being optimistic. Yeah.
I disagree with you vehemently. I think Long County goes 4-6 and has got a shot. Got a shot at making the playoffs. If they go 5-5, they're in. 4-6, it kind of depends on what happens with the other schools where they might be able to sneak in and get a 4. If they go 5-5, they're going to get in.
3-7, best case, 1-9, worst case.
Maybe if they can eke out a win against Toombs or Tatnall, that would get them to 5-5. They're not beating Country Day or Savannah Christian. They're not beating Calvary. Yeah, they'd have to find the fifth win somewhere between Toombs and Tatnall.
They got to sweep the Savannah Public Schools, Johnson, Beach, and Groves, and then beat somebody else to have a shot.
I mean, even at 4-6, which is what I have them going, I think there's a chance they get in. It'd be tough. 5-5, they're in.
Friends, I'm Johnny Wynn alongside my partner Robert Solomon and our maintenance coordinator Alexa Zunivan. Don't let your AC system strike out this summer. Hit a home run and let our boys of summer maintain your system. A properly maintained AC system can operate as smoothly as a 6-4-3 double play. So call Alexa today at 912-638-5778 to schedule your preventative maintenance. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Father's Day is just around the corner, and dads, let your loved ones acknowledge everything you do for them with a special gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Grill sets, non-tipping beverage holders, oyster knives, and more. Not to mention, all watches are 15 to 25% off, from divers watches to solar watches and so many more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Before we get into Kip's butthurt list, we want to give him the maximum amount of time that we could possibly give him to do this segment. So before we get into it, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory both new and used, club car and star dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are.
That's statewide.
Statewide, 912-275-7725, electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simon's Island Causeway, goldencoastgolfcarts.com.
And now I hand the keys to the boat to Kip Branch and pray he doesn't run it up on the rocks.
Never run it up on the rocks. This week's edition of the Butthurt List. Number 5. Can you imagine it being the first week of June and your baseball team is sitting at with a record of 14-50? Guess who I am? Guess this team.
The Oakland Athletics, who took 2 of 3 from Atlanta?
That's who they are.
Bam.
14-50. That's horrible.
50 losses in your
first week of June.
Barely 2 months out of the season.
50 losses. That's horrible.
Gosh.
Didn't the Mets used to have a pretty good farm system? I mean, the A's, I mean.
That's all they've had. Any winning they've done has been because of their farm system, because they can't keep guys
there.
Can't pay them.
Can't pay them. Moneyball is a great movie to me. I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Number 4 on the butthurt list, the New York Mets. You got injuries. You got...
Oh, so does everybody else.
You can't get over the hump.
Crime
under
river.
500, 5 or 6 game losing streak. I lost count. The New York Mets.
It's funny, they went into Atlanta on the weekend right at 500, and there was talk among the Mets faithful. If we can take 2 of 3 from Atlanta, we'd be right back in the race. We'd gain a game, and we'd be a game over 500, and that didn't happen.
What's their payroll again?
A lot.
Can somebody remind me of their payroll? The ROI on wins versus their payroll has got to be the worst ratio in baseball.
When I was at the Braves game this past week, Francisco Lindor, who is making a chunk of change for the Mets, is hitting like 214.
214. And they're paying. They mortgaged Long Island to sign him.
Yeah.
Come on, man. The Mets spend all that money. Nothing in return. Number 4 on the butthurt list. Number 3 on the butthurt list this week, the PGA Tour.
Yeah, that surprises number 1.
Well, I got another number 1 that's been eating at me since last week. But
okay.
Number 3, the PGA Tour. All that big talk about live golf and blah, 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 blah. What do? You merge with them.
You took the oil money.
You took the oil money, PGA Tour, after you stood. Yeah, it took a principled stand at the beginning, I guess, is what you call it. And now everybody's combining. Live Golf beat you, PGA Tour, and you're sitting here trying to salvage whatever it is you can salvage, and you got pie all over your face. You hear Roy McIlroy this week? He was the point person for the PGA Tour against Live Golf, and he was blasting Live, and the PGA Tour had his back. But you know what?
Did they?
Well, they obviously didn't. And now, you know, after the merger's announced, nobody's got Rory's back anymore, do they? Think about that for a second.
Meanwhile, just throw this out there, all those players that left the PGA and took the Live money, they still keep the money.
They keep the money.
And now they're back in the PGA.
They're back in the PGA. And Brooks Koepka came back before the merger and won a major championship. And he still is keeping the money.
Yeah.
Number 2 on the butthurt list. Switching up a little bit.
All right.
In college baseball, is there anybody that does less with more than the Arkansas Razorbacks? In college baseball, I mean, really, man, you're sitting here ranked in the top two or three in the country all year long. You get a national seed, and you can't get out of your own regional once again. This is the same Arkansas Razorback baseball team that dropped a pop-up in foul territory a few years ago now, that would have won them a national championship in baseball. Who does less with more than the Arkansas Razorbacks in college baseball?
I was going to say, it seems like this is not the first time that Arkansas has had something like this happen to them.
Every year it happens. Every year there'll be might win a regional, host a super regional, then lose, win a super regional, go to Omaha, get beat down. I mean, drop pop-ups to win a national championship, then turn around and lose. This is Arkansas baseball. They get to the cusp of winning a championship, and they fold up like a cheap Walmart tent that's headquartered close by.
Wasn't it a couple of years ago, not the national championship, but they got to Omaha, and they were the number one or number two seed, and they were loaded, and they had dominated the whole regular season, and then they lost in the first round in Omaha.
Yeah, they do that pretty frequently.
Wasn't that them?
Yeah.
And they lost to somebody like Pepperdine?
They do that. That's Arkansas baseball.
Okay.
They're regular season warriors. In the playoffs, they're chumps. And number one on the butt hurt list this week, the 8-game SEC schedule. That's an absolute freaking joke.
What? Okay.
That's an absolute joke.
All right.
I mean, you got every major conference in the country playing conference schedules, and you got the SEC. All because Nick Saban didn't want to play Alabama, didn't want to play Tennessee, LSU, and Auburn every year, you know, on his schedule. So he got Nick Saban and the rest of the bottom feeders banded together to vote down the 9-game schedule, and here you are. Nick Saban and his band.
And the rest of the bottom feeders.
Nick Saban and the bottom feeders. That could be a new band.
Nick Saban and the Bottom Feeders.
Touring an SEC city near you. Nick Saban and the Bottom Feeders. You got South Carolina on drums. You got Vanderbilt on bass. You got Kentucky on the electric guitar. I mean, here you go. Just pathetic. Missouri, kudos to you. You were one of the five that voted for a 9-game schedule. I'm done bad-mouthing Missouri. Texas A&M, you were one of the five. Georgia, Florida, LSU, Missouri, Texas A&M, the only five schools in the SEC that voted for a 9-game schedule. Those are the facts. Then you had Nick Saban and the bottom feeders that just formed a little pact, and here we are.
Who's on the tambourine?
On the tambourine... you got the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Okay. Just curious.
You got the Ole Miss Rebels taking up they're taking up tickets at the when you come into the arena, and then you got the Tennessee Volunteers serving popcorn because that's what they do. You got Tennessee. I'm talking about historical programs. You got Tennessee, Alabama. Scared to play 9-game SEC schedules. That's pathetic. So there you go.
I will humor you with this. I will say that it is awfully disturbing when you see Alabama start lobbying to Vanderbilt for help.
Exactly.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High-quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
We did the week in review in the second segment, but Kip was not in studio when we did it. He had something else going on, which pulled him out of the studio. Sometimes those things happen behind the scenes, and you, the listener, don't, you know, you don't see those things. And that just tells you got a good radio host. When something like that happens and you're oblivious to it, the other person's carrying the load and you don't have a clue. That's what that tells you. We're professionals at what we do.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since I climbed a tree. I mean, the neighbor came by and said the cat was in a tree, so I had to run out and climb the tree and get the cat out.
And you were back within 3 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an athlete on top of that.
So we're going to play the Week in Review again so that Kip can hear it. But before we do, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
The Wild Adventures live concert series presented by Valdosta TKO Nissan continues Saturday, June 17th, with Larry the Cable Guy live on stage. Don't miss multi-platinum recording artist, Grammy nominee, Billboard Award winner, and one of the top comedians in the country, Larry the Cable Guy. You can access the show and every concert in the Wild Adventures live lineup for free with your season pass on sale now at wildadventures.com. To view the full Wild Adventures live lineup, purchase tickets to concerts, and learn more about season passes, visit wildadventures.com.
And here it is.
And here we go. How in the world are the Nuggets and Heat doing huge viewership numbers? Do they even have TVs in Colorado? The new face of the Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins.
Wow.
He's a top seven quarterback, by the way. Well, Chris Paul, it was a nice ride. Too bad you couldn't ever win a game seven here or there. Listen, if Tony Gwynn couldn't hit 400, this Aries guy won't do it either. Slow down, folks. Bad news, Bills fans. Josh Allen is on the cover of Madden.
Pete
Alonso, throw it again, please. Okay, maybe next time Charlie Morton will break your wrist. So, the PGA, let me get this straight. you kick players off the tour that took money from the LIV Tour and then turn around and took money from the LIV Tour to merge with them. I like your convictions. Mm. Aaron Judge should be the spokesperson for Angelsoft. Mm. Can anyone tell me the last time Jacob DeGrom pitched a full season? Well, Michael Soroka has changed his name again, this time to Michael, I'm not ready. Need to make an NFL bet? I hear the Colts players have a great bookie. Wow. He is finally here, Unicron. And these are my thoughts.
Jacob DeGrom. Wow.
Turn on my mic. I felt bad for him, and I also felt bad for the Rangers because they're paying him a lot of money.
Did Noah Syndergaard, is he going? Did he have Tommy John or rotator cuff issues?
Right now, the Dodgers say they're going to put him on the IL, and then they're going to hit the reset button when they decide to bring him back. So basically, they're saying, hey, man, you're not getting the job done. We're going to put you on the IL even though you're not hurt, give you some time to think about it. We'll bring you back, and then we'll go from there.
That's the curse of the New York Mets, isn't it?
Mm. All that whole group, right? Syndergaard, DeGrom. Who was the other guy that was there?
They had a good rotation. That one that went to the World Series, mm-hmm. was it like 2015?
Matt Harvey.
Yeah.
That's who I was thinking of, Matt Harvey. None of those guys are healthy, and Matt Harvey's out of baseball.
I mean, DeGrom and Syndergaard cannot stay healthy at all. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And when they're healthy, they're two of the best out there.
And then you've got a guy, you know, you're trying to call your way back in the pennant race. Dude, you're at 500, and your payroll is astronomical, and you're chirping at a pitcher from the dugout that's in your division that's on top of the division. If you're Pete Alonso, he's chirping at Bryce Elder after he hit a home run to put the Mets up 4-1, and then they lose the game.
They do lose the game.
6-4 later.
They do lose the game, and an overturned call, if you remember, in that game. They called a double play like in the eighth inning.
Oh, right, yeah.
That would have got them out of an inning that got reviewed and overturned, and that sixth run scored for the Braves.
And that was it. Iglesias came on the ninth and shut him down.
I like Iglesias.
And he's good. He's good.
Getting there. He's getting his legs back under him. He's a good closer.
I just don't understand the purpose of Alonso chirping at Elder after hitting the home run, man. Like, you're supposed to have been there, done that.
They're the Mets. Frustrated.
That's my point.
They can't beat the Braves when it matters.
What was it last year that they had to win, like, one of four games? It was a four-game series or a three-game series, whatever it was, and all they had to do was win one game to win the division, and the Braves swept them.
That's it. I mean, the only time in the history of Atlanta baseball that I can remember the Mets beating the Braves when it mattered was the 69 NL National League Championship Series, when the amazing Mets went on to win the World Series. They beat Atlanta to win the National League pennant that year.
I think about whatever year it was that the Braves and the Mets were in the NLCS, and the Braves beat the Mets in six games on a series-ending walk-off walk to Andrew Jones. That's how you lost the NLCS, was you walked in the winning run. I mean, that's the types of things they do.
The Mets are something else.
And it shows no signs of ending. Like you said, they've got some injuries. That's fine. But so does everybody else right now. Atlanta is walking wounded, and they're still on top of the division. So I don't really want to hear all that.
So the Mets, can you imagine being the New York Mets chief financial officer and you've got to report to stakeholders and board of directors and things like that, trying to explain to them why the ROI isn't there?
There's no excuse.
Keep swinging and missing, trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you,
and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82 with everything a hardware store should have and more. The right stuff for all the seasons. Generators for storm season, mulch and fertilizer for growing season, lawnmowers and power equipment to keep your lawn looking good year round. Check out Southern Hardware on Facebook for the latest, greatest deal. Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82.
We got a little bit of all of it and a whole lot of some of it. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Southern Hardware, if they don't have it, you probably don't need it.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Hey, sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue. Two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
We've kind of teased you this whole show. We told you at the beginning of the show that we were going to give you our all-time Braves list, and we are going to do that, and we're going to do it right now. All right, so Kip, I guess we'll just go back and forth on positions. Do you want to do that?
Sure, that's fine.
All right. So I'm going to give Kip can do whatever he wants as his list, but as the host of this show and or co-host of this show, I feel obligated to give you, the listener, a little bit more. So I'm going to give you like 1A and 1B.
Okay.
So we'll start in the outfield. This was tough, right? I've got Andrew Jones, Ronald Acuna, and Hank Aaron in the outfield. Those are my outfielders. And I've got Klesko as honorable mention. And I'll be honest with you, I went back and forth with Klesko and Hank Aaron. It was a tough call between Ryan Klesko and Hank Aaron. Ultimately, I chose Hank Aaron.
I got Hank Aaron in left field, okay, which he played for most of his career. I got Andrew Jones in center field, and I got Dale Murphy in right field.
So you took Acuna out.
Acuna, I went to debating. Acuna will end up being on every All-Braves team when he's said and done. But from a career standpoint right now, he has not had a better career than neither of the three that I have ahead of him in the outfield.
Okay. Well, I'm just going based on talent.
You said all-time Braves team.
Yeah, I guess that's true. All right, okay. Fair point.
So I got Hank Aaron, Andrew Jones, Dale Murphy. Dale Murphy was a back-to-back MVP, 82 and 83. Andrew Jones is Andrew Jones, and you know everybody that knows baseball knows who Hank Aaron was.
Yeah, and again, I really debated with Hank Aaron and Ryan Klesko. It was tough.
755 homers.
How many home runs did Klesko have?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't. Hank started, and you know, he was a Brave his whole career. No, yeah, maybe he got traded to the Brewers late. I can't remember. But he was a Brave.
Okay. All right, so this is going to take me to the DH spot, which I think is fair for us to go out of the outfield. My designated hitter is David Justice, and my 1B designated hitter is Dale Murphy. And, you know, Kip made a really good point. Dale Murphy's got back-to-back MVPs. David Justice never won an MVP. However, David Justice, up until the Soler home run, had the most important home run in Atlanta Braves history, which is Game 6 of the 1995 World Series, which won the World Series for Atlanta 1-0 behind Tom Glavine. So I've got Justice as my starting DH with Dale Murphy on the bench at DH.
My designated hitter is Bob Horner.
That's a good call.
Name me another Brave that's hit 4 home runs in a single game.
I'm sure there's got to be somebody, right? I mean, it's escaping me, but there's got to be somebody.
Bob Horner, July of 86, hit 4 home runs.
Never spent a day in the minor leagues, by the way.
Came straight up from Arizona State.
Yeah.
Bam.
It's impressive. All right, so we'll go to Bob Horner's position, third base, and I've got Chipper as my starting third baseman and Bob Horner as my backup.
I got Chipper as the third baseman, period.
Okay. We'll run across to shortstop. This was a tough one. You know, you think of names like, you know, Jeff Blauser is probably in this conversation. Andrelton Simmons is probably in this conversation. I went with Rafael Furcal as my starting shortstop with Dansby as my backup.
I got Dansby Swanson as my shortstop for the Atlanta Braves all-time team.
Oda B. McDowell.
Dansby.
Was Dansby better than Oda B.?
Dansby was a clutch player. I know he's gone now, but Dansby got some clutch hits for the Atlanta Braves in the clutch situations in the playoffs.
We'll go over to second. Ozzie Albies is my starting second baseman. Marcus Giles would have been my starting second baseman if, of course, Ozzie Albies had not come along, but he did. So Marcus Giles is my backup.
Ozzie's my second baseman. Probably historically, you know, Giles was good, but I'm an old school Glenn Hubbard fan too. Glenn Hubbard was a good second baseman for the Braves.
All right. He's a good second baseman. Enough said. Good. It was good. At first base, you know, you think of Sid Bream, Andres Galarraga.
Freddie. Period. End of story. There's no debate. Crime Dog, maybe second. I don't know. But Freddie's the second base, first baseman for the Braves all time.
All right. Yeah, I've got Freddie as my starting first baseman. I got Fred McGriff as my backup.
Boy, the Crime Dog, when he came on the scene in 94, whoo. I mean, when they traded for him, he hit Atlanta by storm, the Crime Dog did.
Yeah, that was 93. 94 was a strike year.
Yep. Where?
At catcher, I've got Javi Lopez with Brian McCann as my backup.
I got Javi, too. Javi, from a talent perspective and a production, he was a, you know, he played on a team that had a lot of superstars on.
Uh-huh. Yes, he did. Overlooked.
And was overlooked. And he could have went somewhere and been a superstar by himself somewhere, but he was a team player.
He did. He went to Baltimore and struggled for a little while, and then he had a monster year in his contract year with Baltimore, and then signed with Atlanta and had a monster year back with the Braves in his return, and then cashed that into another big deal somewhere else.
I like Javi. I think he was a great catcher.
Yeah, he was a very, very good catcher. He was a great offensive catcher.
He could hit.
He didn't throw a lot of guys out, but he made up for it for putting the ball in the seats.
Yes, he did.
All right, so starters. This, you know, Maddox, Glavine, Smoltz. Everybody's going to go there to start with, and then when you get past that, I've got Phil Niekro and Tim Hudson to fill out my rotation.
I got the same. Maddox, Glavine, Smoltz, Niekro. That's royalty for Braves pitching, and then it's up for debate after that. You know, Tim Hudson, Steve Avery.
Avery's another good call.
People like that. Those are good players.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And then as closers, right, you could put Smoltz in this group if you wanted to, because Smoltz was something like 150 of 155 for like 3 years.
He was lights out when he went to the bullpen.
Yeah, it was nuts. You gave him the ball, it was over. But I went Craig Kimbrell with Wohlers as my backup closer.
That's been a position for me. It's got to be Kimbrell for me, but that has been a position of great frustration for me as an Atlanta Braves fan over the years, mm-hmm. the position of closer with the Braves. That's been like an Achilles heel for a long time.
I think you got to have John Rocker in the conversation here too.
I mean, if you was going to pick somebody like, hey, if we're going to go get in a bar fight, then John Rocker is your guy. On your all-time bar fight team, John Rocker's on there.
Kerry Leitenberg, another good one. Greg McMichael, another good closer for the Braves.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Bullock Academy Gators recently released their 2023 football schedule. The Gators will kick off on the road against Tift Area Academy. Bullock will also take to the road against Briarwood Academy, Frederica, and Pinewood. The Gators will host Augusta Christian, Trinity Christian, Augusta Prep Day, Savannah High, Thomas Jefferson Academy, and St. Andrews. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to catch the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch at thesouthernsportsedition.com 24/7.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will be any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.